And then there were four teams left in the World Cup. Argentina, Croatia, France, and Morocco, stunning football fans around the world on Saturday, beating Portugal to also reach the semifinals. Musa Okwanga is co-host of the soccer podcast Stadio. He's in Berlin. Musa, Argentina and France, long-standing greats, both have won the World Cup before. Croatia has been a finalist. Tell us about Morocco.
Morocco is really exciting for them because they're effectively now the home team, the last remaining African team, Arab team, Muslim team, wearing all those crowns, those hats very proudly, and defensively superb. And they've already beaten two of the teams that many saw winning this tournament altogether, Spain and Portugal. So in many respects, they're actually the team to beat.
Yeah. Well, for those who tune in right about this time, maybe not as familiar with the game, it does feel like many of these key matches we're seeing have gone to penalty kicks after overtime. Is that your sense? What's up with that?
I think that's more a reflection of the fact that it's very, very difficult to put a team away in this tournament that's playing well. So if you look at the big teams that have gone out, very often they've come out with aggression, with intensity, and they've failed to put teams away. And if you fail to put a team away, the teams at this World Cup are so resilient, if you don't put them away, they'll go to penalties. But this is not a new trend. We saw this in 2010, the World Cup going all the way to the very last minute when Iniesta got the winner. So we've seen that teams at this stage of the tournament are just so technically and tactically smart that penalties is normally a good outcome.
Oh, it is just so stressful, though, for watching it.
I love it.
Oh, I know. We talked about Lionel Messi. This is his quest for World Cup glory. He's one of the sport's all-time greats. Could be, I think, the last year for him to bring the trophy home for Argentina. Just a glance at him.
Absolutely. I mean, Leo Messi's been one of the world's great stars, arguably the greatest player of all time, I think, at this point. And what's exciting for him is he's got a fantastic supporting cast behind him, a really resilient Argentina team with goals throughout the side, but also key, the absolute mental toughness, almost like a kind of Detroit Pistons of the early 2000s, I would say.
Yeah. Well, of course, we have to mention the World Cup is missing now a beloved journalist, Grant Wall, who collapsed and died at the Argentina-Netherlands game Friday. He's being mourned by so many. LeBron James, you know, Wall wrote the definitive piece on then 17-year-old James. He's the one who called him the chosen one. And then Grant Wall went on to become one of the first American journalists to cover soccer, football, full-time. He's been on our program. Your thoughts on his work and his loss?
I think that Grant Wall has done as much for U.S. soccer journalism as LeBron James has arguably done for basketball in terms of expanding the field. Before Grant Wall, was there really a field to this extent? I think the great Conor Nevins, I work with at The Ringer, shout out to Conor, said that that was the legacy of Grant. He created essentially a new beat, which now so many are profiting from, which is wonderful to see. Mm-hmm. And there's no greater legacy, I think, as a journalist than not just have your own work surge, but to build so much community. And Grant did that.
Yeah. And he was, you know, unabashed about talking about the full picture, the humanity of the game. He's the one who wore the rainbow T-shirt in Qatar, you know, which got him detained. And his last piece of reporting, the Supreme Committee in charge of Qatar's World Cup doesn't care that a Filipino migrant worker died at Saudi Arabia's training resort during the group stage. The migrant worker suffered a fatal blow to the head during a fall in a forklift accident. For him, it was broader than what was happening.
Absolutely. And the thing about Grant, I have to say, his legacy really would be continuing that work. You know, he was always highlighting the tough parts of the game, even as he loved it. Absolutely. And it's so, you look at his Twitter timeline and it's full of talking about human rights abuses. But on the other hand, it's also talking about the beauty of the game between Argentina and the Netherlands. And I think to honor Grant's legacy, we have to talk about the grim parts of the game as much as we talk about the beautiful parts.
Yeah, well, you do that. Musa Okwanga, writer and co-host of the soccer podcast Stadio. Musa, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.